This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. The news is New York City electing a socialist mayor named Mamdani. But the additional news is the election day and what Joel Finkelstein of the Network Contagion Research Institute has discovered about Instagram and TikTok. I'm unfamiliar other than they're both associated with lots of babies and puppies. Joel, a very good evening to you. Apparently the babies and puppies did not vote, but influence peddling was evident in some fashion at these two sites. How so? What's the news here, Joel? Good evening.
Good evening, John. It's good to be back. Look, I don't think this is just a question of what happened online, although that's certainly a large and considerable component of Zoran Mamdani's victory in New York. I think the way to think about what's happened in New York in general is something that I think leans closer towards a concept called subnationalism. Subnationalism is when foreign nations subvert the institutions of democracy, its apparatuses, its corporations, its 501c3 systems, its voting powers, and they implement their agenda beneath the surface in ways that allow them to puppeteer democratic processes in order to control them for nefarious purposes, usually undermining democracies themselves. And I think it's a description of what's actually occurred here, both online and in the real world.
Malcolm?
So, could you elaborate a little bit for us on the actual implications in terms, let's say, of the recent election here in New York and the involvement of these subnationals and utilizing organizational fronts like CARE or others to transfer perhaps money and mobilize support? How does that fit into the construct that you established?
Well, let me give you an example. We're going to get to social media a second, but I think it's best to start with what happens on the ground because it's very illustrative. There's an organization that was responsible for organizing votes for Mamdani from the Southeast Asian community known as DRUM or DSIS Rising. DRUM and its 501c4 DRUM Beats were responsible in their own words for bringing over 150,000 voters from Pakistani and Bangladeshi communities to the polls. It turns out that many of the folks who were doing this, some of them called themselves Zoran Mamdani's auntie, and he would show up in pictures with them smiling. Well, these Bangladeshi aunties were actually associated with revolutionary figures and proponents of Islamist Maoist ideals. That's according to research that was published in the New York Post. They're part of a Pakistani international Marxist organization called Haqq-e-Iqbal, or HEC. Okay, and this organization is, you know, regularly goes to Beijing for conferences on, you know, Chinese and Maoist revolutionary ideals. And so that margin is massive. I mean, that was really his winning margin during the primary. And what we see is that there are foreign internationals who are working at the most important intersections of that victory directly on the ground in New York City. Now, if that were the only case of this, then we could put that to bed. But it's not. We also see that a large proportion of the support that came to Mamdani, a lot of the people that worked the polls, a lot of the people that worked the door knocking and the get out the vote effort, they came from places such as that were not just associated with DRUM. They were associated with Neville Roy Singham. And Neville Roy Singham is an asset in Shanghai who works for the CCP. The People's Forum was a major hub for Mamdani, a home away from home for his campaign. Singham, the CCP asset, bankrolled this place for over $20 million. And it's currently under investigation by the House Ways and Means Committee for violating the alleged foreign agent activity and misuse of its tax-exempt status. So you have organizations, his niece Alicia Singham, launched Jews for Zoran and coordinated to get the Jewish vote out for Zoran and protect his reputation with a very important segment. These are Beijing information operations, John. These are international Marxist parties that are making huge impacts on the ground in New York, not just in social media.
Is there reason to believe that Zoran Mamdani knows about this or had connection with it?
Well, he definitely paid DRUM enough money to suggest that he was very close to them and found their services valuable. So in some cases, we have direct financial connections and deep personal connections. He's been arrested several times in the past with Mamdani's niece, Alicia Mamdani. So there are deep connections going all the way back to his time as an assemblyman with these far left foreign and sub-nationalist organizations. So, you know, when you couple that, the real question, though, is what's been happening on social media? So can we talk about that for a few minutes?
Yes, of course, please.
So, guys, listen, you know, on Instagram, you know, towards the end of the campaign, when you saw massive online viral tweets or viral posts, 50% of the engagement from those posts were coming from non-American users. Many of them were coordinating in the messages themselves about WhatsApp groups they were a part of. Most of that was from Southeast Asia. Okay, so you have most of these viral posts with over half of the activity making them viral coming from foreign intercession that appears to be organized. That's engineered virality. On TikTok, now, many your users may or may not know, but TikTok and NCRI has shown that TikTok has acted as an influence operation and a tool of technological influence in America for massive persuasion technologies. And these technologies have been deployed to indoctrinate Americans successfully. Now, we saw that on TikTok, that content that was favorable to Mamdani and hostile to Andrew Cuomo surged 55% beyond organic reach. That's according to studies from Spring AI and others. That is a massive deviation, right? You have the algorithm itself that is implementing measurable distortions on civic reality across the America's digital networks. And all of that is masquerading as true popularity. But from the ground to the skies, a lot of this appears to be engineered.
Is there any way this could have happened without the knowledge of the Chinese Communist Party?
I mean, listen, it's an awfully big coincidence that millions of dollars are coming from Shanghai while CCP's technological influence apparatuses are at work. And international Marxist political parties in Pakistan who coordinate with Beijing are all converging on New York City. There, and that would be a remarkable division of labor.
I take it that's a no. Malcolm?
Yeah, quickly, just what is the connection of CARE, which is now under investigation, we understand, for a variety of reasons, including fraud, their involvement with the campaign and with funding, for instance, being channeled to it?
It's a great question. So we have news that is posting on this very subject, a new investigation that we're releasing on Monday. I'm not at liberty to describe the depth of those findings, although they are stark, and I'm sure they will be of great interest to the American public. But what I can tell you is that CARE has had a huge problem with financial irregularities that appear across many of its largest flagship organizations.
30 seconds, Joel, 30 seconds.
Okay. And what you see is that Linda Sarsour said specifically that the reason that Zoran Mamdani won is essentially because of CARE. All right. We are about to unveil new evidence of widespread financial irregularities with tens of millions of dollars that appear to be related to CARE. Okay, I'm not going to get into too many details, but many of the people who we see involved in those irregularities on the paperwork, the treasurers, the directors, are the same people, the exact same people who are in the founding paperwork for the Political Action Committee and for the Unity and Justice Funds, organizations that Linda Sarsour said were primarily responsible for launching Zoran to success.
Joel Finkelstein of the Network and Network Contagion Research Institute, Malcolm Honlein. I'm John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.